This is Emma Watson's greatest qualification to have an opinion. Not saying she can't have an opinion, but she's sitting before the UN, who kind of screw up international law a whole lot. Her greatest qualification is she was a cute, if awkward, unibrowed kid who was a good enough actor for them to hand her millions of dollars to take part in a franchise before she even had her first female cycle. Gosh, Emma, it's Emma Watson, right?
Emma Watson.
So she went before the UN here and talked about feminism.
God bless her.
In a turtleneck. All right, let's start rolling this clip here and we'll just roll through and pause it.
Thank you all for being here for this important moment. These men from all over the world have decided to make gender equality a priority in their lives and in their universities. Thank you for making this commitment.
I can tell you what those men look like.
I graduated from university four
Wait,
years
this
ago.
Wait, this is too early.
I had
the
always dreamed of going. And I know how fortunate I am.
The clip I sent you started later.
Oh, it gets into it.
Okay,
it
all right, all right. I just want to make sure we're not wasting people's time because it gets really bad and I want to get to that quickly before I have an aneurysm.
Okay.
I don't want to go into a Hillary seizure. So.
No, no one needs that.
Brown became my home, my community, and I took the ideas and the experiences I had there into all of my social interactions, into my workplace, into my politics, into all aspects of my life.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I know that my university experience shaped who I am.
Yep, and that's a problem.
And of course, it does for many people.
She's right.
But what if our experience of university shows us that women don't belong in leadership? What if it shows us that, yes, women can study, but they shouldn't lead a seminar?
But that's not shown anywhere in any university.
What if, as still in many places around the world,
many places?
It tells us that women don't belong there at all?
Are you talking about like Saudi Arabia?
What if, as is the case in far too many universities, we are given the message that sexual violence isn't actually a form of violence?
Pause. This is before the UN. Name one! Name one university that is... I can name you 50 universities off of the top of my head where gender studies are taught, rape culture is taught. Point me to one university where the curriculum is sexual assault is not really violence 101. Name one. They trot this out, and by the way, they trot this out to demand international sanctions, to demand international globalist rule of law from the UN to take your rights away. We'll get into that later because the UN called for the United States to give reparations to black Americans. No word yet on African nations who sold them into slavery. Name one university where rape is taught as, we're swept under the rug. Name one university that teaches women you're not allowed to be in a position of leadership. Name one university that is opposed to demanding safe spaces, trigger warnings, and checking your privilege. Name one university that is this bastion of misogyny and rape culture and inequality that Emma Watson is talking about. See, I can't even remember her name. She's so generic. Her opinions are so pedestrian and regurgitated, and she's right. Here's the thing. She's right. The university does shape your worldview. It absolutely does. And she went in there with none. She was a girl. I'll get into this after, because she gets... Just go.
But we know that if you change students' experiences so they have different expectations of the world around them, expectations of equality, society will change.
Damn it!
As we leave home for the first time to study at the places that we have worked so hard to get, we must not see or experience double standards. We need to see equal respect, leadership, and pay.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I can't. Yeah. So this is a stupid person.
And
by the way,
fairness. She spent 10 years in dress up and play with wands. So that's got to qualify for something.
Here's the. Yes, you're absolutely right. Here's the, first off, pay. This is a dumb person. I don't know why Emma Watson is like this meme online that people find her attractive or there's something about her that's compelling. I can't think of somebody more ill-informed, boring, and bad at their job. She's right. University does shape their worldview. And these kids are going in. It's an indoctrination factory where they're being taught false statistics like you need to go before the UN to demand more pay. She couldn't be more wrong. And like you said, this is Emma Watson's greatest qualification to have an opinion. Not saying she can't have an opinion, but she's sitting before before the UN, who kind of screw up international law a whole lot. Her greatest qualification is she was a cute, if awkward, unibrowed kid who was a good enough actor for them to hand her millions of dollars to take part in a franchise before she even had her first female cycle. So this woman was surrounded by piles of cash. And here's the thing, she's talking about this will shape our worldview, and people will have different expectations. That's true. College does shape your worldview, and people will have different expectations. That's why you have an entire generation of social justice warriors who get their teeth kicked in by the real world, because they get into the real world and they realize that it's not safe spaces and trigger warnings. That's the same thing with her. Here's the thing that people need to understand. You know why this story doesn't end well for most child actors? All of Hollywood is a safe space. The only place outside of university where you have safe spaces and trigger warnings and precious is Hollywood. Why? Because since Emma Watson has been a little girl, she has had her ass kissed by agents, managers, publicists, producers, directors who have a vested interest to make sure that she does not face any real adversity of any kind, because they need to protect their product and their brand. And so she's going to go out into the world with unrealistic expectations. Just like every child actor, usually it results in coke off some broad's hip bones. In this case, it results in her lecturing the UN and the rest of the world on how we need to pay women more and start treating rape seriously. All of Hollywood is a safe space. Everything she said there is right, except for the facts. If you like this clip, it's taken from the full-length podcast every week. You can click that box down below to watch the full free video cast, or subscribe on iTunes to watch on the go. Click my face to go to ladderwithquatter.com, where we write plenty of articles, columns, and upset those who are easily triggered. Or click below me. There's some other video down there. I don't know what it is yet. Not Gay Jared is going to toss. It's probably going to be something ambiguous but uncomfortable.